Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Space Truckers.
I watched the second half of Space Truckers.
And this is the other half. Breaker, 1919er.
Come over. We're coming in for a landing here with a bunch of cargo. We don't know what it is.
Okay. I guess you should just land then. Yeah, sure. Let's get down here.
Oh, we got hijacked by some fucking weird pirate thing. I don't know. I'm sorry, Roger that. Over.
Man, that sounds very cool. I'm sure it doesn't look like shit.
No, it looks really totally awesome, I swear. Don't look too hard at the visual effects for the explosions. All look the same.
And I bet the makeup effects are really great, too.
You see a penis.
Over and out.
You don't actually see a penis. I'm sorry.
I love this movie.
It's so bad.
I love it. I loved it. I loved it from the moment it started.
Oh, man.
I was hooked. I was like, this is... I didn't even realize it was directed by Stuart Gordon. He made Reanimator from Beyond.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, man. I'm a big fan of this movie. Count me in. I love this stupid-ass world that we live in.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't get a lot of the world. Honestly, I wish I got your half because I felt like it did the world building. In my half, the most interesting part was the end when they kind of got over the whole crisis.
Oh, yeah.
And because before that, because the action is just fine. Whatever. It's not really what I'm here for. I'm here for the weird world they built.
Yes.
And you only get a little taste of that at the end. And
you get a lot of it
sense.
In my half. So I guess that makes a lot of sense that I enjoyed it so much. Because so much of my half is like, we see like a trucker port where they land and there's a diner. And the diner has like a lot of really cool effects in there that are super cheap. And you can see
I love it.
You can see the strings on everything. Mm-hmm. And their zero gravity effects in this movie are fucking awful, and they're amazing.
I don't think I saw
you don't see them in your half.
I guess they're on the side of a spaceship. It looks okay
because their shoes are supposed to be, I guess, magnetized or something, it allows them to actually walk, even though I think the ship is in constant like zero gravity or something like that. I don't know, man. I was like, it's so charming because it's like this movie wants to be like Alien or Star Wars or whatever, and it just does not have the budget for it. Like visual effects wise, it wants to be those.
It wants
to fit in with those movies.
That I agree with. Yeah.
Or like a better version of like Flash Gordon, like those kinds of movies. Again, in visuals. Like it wants to be those kinds of movies with those kinds of budgets, and it just does not have.
I feel like it kind of matches Flash Gordon.
Maybe.
A little bit.
It did remind me more of Flash Gordon than the other two. Yeah.
Yeah, but Flash Gordon is also working with, you know,
pretty low budget.
It was a high budget at the time, but it was very low effects at that point. Like very, very limited tools.
Some of the effects of this movie, Squint, they look okay. Like if you're not looking too hard, it looks okay.
I think I'm also not here for like great special effects. You know, I'm here
what
for
are
space
you here
trucking.
For?
I'm here for space trucking, bro.
Oh, space trucking.
I'm here for some weird world, some sci-fi bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is recommended to us by Thomas.
Oh, yes. Thank you,
Almost
Thomas.
Almost Plausible.
He's been on a couple episodes. Check him out.
Yeah, all the Thanksgiving episodes.
Yeah, last two Thanksgiving episodes.
So check those out. Yeah. But this is actually, out of the blue, it was just like two words. Space truckers was the recommendation. And I was like, you know, I'm sold.
I'm in.
I didn't know. So my familiarity with space trucking, just the general concept of it, which is kind of like a weird subgenre, I feel, of sci-fi. That doesn't really get talked about a lot. I feel like it's kind of just like, it's always in the back. I mean, technically, Alien's a space trucking film, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the first one is. Yeah. When you break it down, it becomes a little, they get into more notes and bolts. And obviously, if you actually do the word space trucking.
Yes.
It feels very corny and chill and
when you
and
put
cheesy,
them in
yeah.
front of each other. Yeah, exactly.
There's a really good board game called Galaxy Trucker. It's all about building a really shitty spaceship and then trying to get as far as you can with the cargo you pick up while having asteroids like hit your ship and all sorts of stuff and like watching your ship slowly fall apart along with all your friends. It's actually pretty fun.
That sounds really cool.
It's a good game. But that's my most, I'm most familiar with a board game. So
I think what I like about it, and I think the appeal is like it, almost every other like star, you know, Star Wars and like Flash Gordon, we're seeing a lot of people with like influence and power in space. And Space Truckin' is literally like work, like working men in,
yeah,
in
like,
space.
Well, it's always asked the question. Like,
or like Cowboy Bebop. Feels like Cowboy Bebop a bit,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
very much true. Where it's like, okay, you get the big powers, but we're going to talk about the every
yes.
person.
How does the thing transport from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe?
Yeah.
Space Truckin'.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I guess in my mind, I was a little disappointed that the movie kind of went in the direction of like...
It does not have that. Yeah.
It goes into the idea of like, well, they're wrapped up in a bigger plot than they ever knew. And
right.
It's like world... related and stuff like that.
You know, it's so
like,
funny you say that, because in my half of the movie, I will say those are the parts that I found the least interesting was like the big, like explosive, like Star Warsy type of like events in the film. Mm-hmm. But I was also like, would anyone? I mean, I would, and you would, but would most people want to watch a movie about space trucking that was literally just like,
I mean,
guy does
aliens
thing
kind of like that.
I guess
Alien
right.
doesn't like there's a corporation in the background, but there's not really they're not wrapped up in any like
that's a much more weirdly enough human story about a bunch of guys like on a spaceship.
It's just the background. So yeah, you could definitely make something
like
that.
Yeah. I mean, this human stories would eventually literally just be like Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
And Mike and the lady
Cindy,
because Cindy's got a mom on Earth that is sick. Uh-huh. And they need a and so Dennis Hopper needs to fly her to Earth so that she can give her mom like an operation or whatever.
Okay.
And like that's if none of the big explosive shit was happening, that would be the plot of the movie. And I'm like, would that be enough for people to like sign up for a space trucking movie? You know, probably not.
Pluto Nash tried that too, right?
Yeah, and look how well that turned out.
Guy down on his luck.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I would have watched that movie because I love this world. I love the universe that they've built up. I love all the weird, like, because it's not so far removed, I think, from a lot of, like, I'm working man's sort of, like, lifestyle. It's like, hey, you took my fucking cargo. You took my fucking job. How am I going to pay for my, you know, pay for food, you know?
Absolutely.
Very scrappy. I don't know. I like that aspect of it.
Timeless story. Yeah. And I do think it's funny when we do bring on these kind of, like, sci-fi movies onto the podcast that are, you know, very high concept sort of, you know, like, ooh, really hard sci-fi. You know? We're always like, yeah. Even if it's kind of shit, you know, like Pluto Nash.
Oh, yeah.
Bad movie.
You were the one that was like, yeah.
You still
kind
of like that movie
a
little
bit. I liked
a
bit of it.
But there's something about like a movie that creates a world, brings you into it, and then you're like, oh, this is interesting. I want to learn more about this. But now it's like everything has to be part of an expanded universe, and it feels like homework all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, I don't have to experience homework. I don't have to know why weird aliens have scrotums or weird robots have scrotums in this movie. They're never going to explain it because it's just funny.
I think it's what a nice thing about this movie does is it just shows you shit and you just have to pick up on it.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to say like, here is this thing. Here is why this is happening. It's like a really good example of what I bring up before is like, it seems like it's always zero gravity wherever they go. And they literally show a shot of like Dennis Hopper on a chair on the roof of the like ship he's flying. He like falls down onto his feet. His feet are able to stick onto the thing. And it's like, oh, we immediately know like it's zero gravity. He would float around if not for his shoes. Like very basic visual storytelling.
That's really funny because so much of this movie also is very audible storytelling too.
I think they have to be audible by your half the movie because there's a whole big crazy conspiracy about killer robots that are being transported.
Robots being transported in this. So let's get started. How do these killer robots even get transported, and who is Mike and Dennis Hopper and Cindy, and why is she married, trying to get married to this guy or engaged to Dennis Hopper?
Well, let me tell you. So
Dennis Hopper's name's John, by the way. So
we're going to call him Dennis Hopper.
You have Mike and John, and like, come on, man.
I know, right? Like,
The most common name.
We just call him Hopper.
Yeah, call him Hopper.
Because he's hopping from space station to space station.
Exactly.
I just wrote down, whoa, CG of space. Very impressive for the time. We are on the moon of Neptune.
And that was the last compliment Mike gave to these special effects. It's done now.
And it's kind of cool because it starts out with like a CG of like these planets or whatever. And you see like, you know, clouds and stuff. And then the camera flies into the moon of Neptune. And then it turns into like like a Star Tours style like view of the base of the moon, where it's just like going through like cliffs and flying through a bunch of like stalactites and stalagmites and stuff. And it's like all one shot, clearly a miniature, but like it had been, the miniature was like well done. Honestly, better miniatures here than in like Flash Gordon. Like,
I like the miniatures a lot in this.
It's really good.
Like, they probably took the, they saw what Star Wars did, and they're like, okay, we can do that. This is sometimes later.
So, because I'm a fucking weirdo, I was like, this director, Stephen Gordon, Stuart Gordon? Mm-hmm. Stuart Gordon, the director, as I said, he's made one of my favorite horror movies, Reanimator, which also stars Jeffrey Combs. And I, years ago, was like, I want to look at what other things Jeffrey Combs was in, because I love him as an actor, and then, you know, I was obsessed with him. And so I was like, oh, Jeffrey Combs was in this interesting ride back when Aliens was really big. It was a motion simulator ride where he plays one of the guys who is taking you into like the hull of like where the alien is. He was like a space mercenary dude, and the whole like video was like it was like a Star Tour style like motion simulator ride in the world of Aliens.
Is that the one in Disneyland? Or no. Where was this?
This was in some weird, let me see if I can find it.
I know that alien, Escape Alien thing, but it's not branded, right?
It was called Ride at the Speed of Fright. It was a motion simulation ride. They made it, and then it was in like a bunch of like lower level style, like theme parks, basically. And Stuart Gordon directed it. So, and this was, that was before this movie. So I'm sure he made that motion simulator ride and was like, I know how to shoot miniatures now. I know how to shoot these sort of special effects, which is why the CG effects are not that great. But a lot of the stuff that they're doing here.
Yeah, every time I see a spaceship, I'm like, oh, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. And I think it's because he had experience doing this.
The spaceship shoots a laser, it explodes, and I'm like, ooh.
But yeah, so if you guys, I think it's like dead media now, but if anybody is able to find that stuff.
It's like finding out Phil Tippett did the little piranhas and piranhas.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What the fuck? Like,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was like, this is like way higher like quality than
this
the rest
of the
film.
This is way better than I thought it was. What's going on?
So on this moon base, there's a military group, like a military group seal a room. I guess the base is under attack by some kind of unknown force. And I will say this opening is very confusing because they aren't giving us any information, which in retrospect, actually like. But at first I was like, oh, this is a hard ask for audiences because you don't know what's behind that door. You don't know why we should care. We don't know where we are.
I'm waiting for the space truck and I don't know what these doors are.
Exactly. And so then the sealed doors, but whatever it was sealed behind the doors burns a hole through it. And out comes, I'm just going to call it Robot Predator, because it sort of has predator vision and it's a giant robot. And it turns its lasers on. Its lasers turn people into like colorful looking like goo.
Okay.
They refer to it as being, it's like a particle weapon.
And they get vaporized.
Yeah, they get vaporized. And Charles Dance from from Game of Thrones.
Okay. Yeah.
He is playing a character named Nabal, who is the scientist who made these robots, basically.
I knew I recognized him. Okay.
You should have recognized him.
Yeah.
And so Nabal made the robots, and then as the robot's getting closer to shooting Nabal and the head of the company, they refer to it as just the company, who's like this sort of bigger guy, as the robot's about to terminate them, Nabal presses a button, and it's revealed that this was just a test to show the effectiveness of these particle weapon alien or particle weapon robot type things, which is weird because it's like a test that they want to keep secret, but they did put like human life in danger, like real actual human life. But I guess it's like a company.
NDA, whatever.
You know
it's
what's funny? Like with this movie and like other sci-fi movies that we might talk about in the future, I want to like poke holes in like the logic, but then I'm like, we're living in the world that we're living in now. Clearly,
I know.
You know,
it really makes you forgive kind
of
like
a lot of stuff. You're like, this is stupid. Why would anyone think about
it's
this?
It's like everything's out the window now.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. There's barely any. You could see the through line, kind of. You can make it up.
It's like
easier to suspend your disbelief nowadays,
so
which kind of sucks, but
yeah.
It's like, I'm glad I could be more invested in movies now, but also that means I could be more invested in real life and feel bad all every day.
It also really makes you feel bad because, like, you watch a movie like Space Truckers or other movies we might talk about in the future, and it'll bring up, like, some stupid, like, thing that they think is going to happen in the future, and you're like, that seems really, like, dumb and, like, cruel and foolish and like lazy. There was no way. Oh no, there is. It makes you feel worse watching a silly goofy movie because you're like, oh no, like it's like that is actually the way things might actually
go. That's also tough. Is it's like, were they trying to make a political statement or just being like,
were they lazy? I don't know. I mean, here this does feel a little bit like a statement being made, because like I said, Charles Dance, Nabel, made these robots, and then the head of the company is like, oh, we're going to use these robots to overthrow the government on Earth. We have 5,000 of these robots, and so we're just going to have them show up on Earth and overthrow the government of Earth.
That's crazy.
The governments of Earth?
No, I don't know. It's one government.
Is it really?
All of Earth is united under one government.
Wow, what a time to be alive.
One president.
But you know what's in the way is the company, and this company is going to use their military style weaponry.
That's ridiculous.
And unleash it on Earth.
That's crazy.
And because the head of the company wants to keep this under wraps.
What's the name of the head of the company?
I don't know his name. It's
EJ Sags.
Sounds right. I think it's Sags. Right. Okay. So because he wants to keep it secret, he uses the vaporizing particle weapon against Nabel, and you just see Nabel getting shot in the face. I'm like, damn, Charles Dance was barely in this movie. He's like a big name actor. What's going on here? Well, see later.
I mean, maybe that's why I didn't recognize him. He got shot in the face, dude.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a bunch of makeup all over
his
face.
A lot of makeup on his face. He comes back in a very interesting way.
Yes, he does. So then we get shot of space, and then a CG beer can flies through space, baby. And then we hear like some Western music.
Yeah, really.
And then it says, then we see a truck piloted by Dennis Hopper, and it just says, Space Truckers. And Hopper's, he's driving through space, and space is like full of shitty billboards. He uses zero gravity to make a hot dog. This was one of the worst effects I've ever seen, where you see like a mustard bottle that he's holding, and he shoots mustard out into like zero gravity and just floats there.
And then he
puts the hot dog under the floating mustard, and it's like it turns from CG mustard to like real mustard on the hot dog, and it just doesn't look good.
That's tough.
It looks really bad. And then he eats it, and then the rest. But so that didn't look good. That was not a good effect. But one cool thing is then every time we get a shot of Dennis Hopper, there is a floating mustard bottle next to him, even physically. Like, they had to have had, like, a mustard bottle, like, you know, attached to a string or something. But it's, like, it's that level of, like, thought where it's, like, you could have just had the mustard there for that one shot and then disappeared. But the fact that it's there in every shot actually kind of brings you into the world a little bit in a weird way, you know?
Yeah,
a little bit of thoughtfulness. So, the truck stops, it docks at like a truck stop.
I'm going back to the mustard.
Yes.
And you're right about how that's just, I'm thinking about like modern movies. You're right. Like most of the time they just get rid of a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's maybe because, do you think it's potentially because modern day, that would be like a CGI mustard thing, right?
100%.
I mean, in the back there. And every time that's on screen, that's going to cost money. But if it's like a practical effect, just hanging on the string, whatever. Just have the string guy there for a little bit longer to shoot for the day.
Like, build it into the set. It's like, I think I'm sure, like 100%, almost sure, that like this movie had to have been like storyboarded, right? And obviously a lot of new movies get storyboarded too. But like, I think this movie had to have been storyboarded because so many shots needed to be done in a very specific way in order to sell certain effects, like you know, zero gravity or whatever. And I'm sure when they were storyboarding, they're like, oh, well, it would make sense if the mustard was still there. So they built around that. They were like, oh yeah, let's like, because like it's not just any mustard bottle too, it has like branding on it, so like that mustard bottle had to be like produced a specific way, then it had to be like put in the set, and then they had to make sure the mustard bottle didn't move.
Was it a real brand?
I don't think it was. I think they made a fake space brand, I think. But anyway, but it's like, it's not calling attention to itself, but it is there. And it's like floating next to him. I don't know. It's because you're right. In like a modern day movie, I think it's also just thoughtlessness, right? It's like, okay, the mustard's there. And then the actor or the character would just throw it behind them, and then we would never see it again. But like, yeah, the fact that it's like in most of the shots, the close-up of...
It's a weird thing to get hung up on.
Yeah, but it's true. It's like one of the first bits you see in the movie. I'm like, this is good. This is good stuff.
You know what? When they're trying to make budget cuts for a movie, the first people to go are the unionized mustard holders. So they're going to get the ununionized cheap CGI labor.
They don't cut the mustard. Yeah. So the truck stops. It docks at a place, and its cargo are full. So already I was blown away by this mustard effect. And then we see this man's cargo, and the cargo are these genetically modified pigs that are modified to look like giant cubes. And they're called cube ham or cube pigs.
What?
Because it's easier to transport them. You can just stack them on top of each other and put them into like cubed crates. And so he walks out of the front of the ship, where he's like piloting the ship, the cockpit, and he goes into like where the cargo is. And I'm just taken aback by this, like, I want to say 20 plastic model pigs. They're just going like making all these noises and being like moved and manipulated. And it's just like a wall of these things. I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy. And then he like throws some of the hot dog to one of the pigs and the pig like eats it. And I'm just like, this is
cannibalism.
These things are not pig anymore, right? These things are.
What is a pig?
What is a? It's like Ship of Theseus at this point. Yeah. They have built these things. They're bonafide out of being like an animal at this point. I just wrote down gross and cool. It was awesome.
It's pretty much the summary of this movie.
It's true. And so then he goes to unhook the cargo, but a guy named, I don't think I wrote his name down, but he's Norm from Cheers. I don't think this guy ever comes back in your half of the movie because he dies in my half of the movie.
That's a pretty good guess.
But Norm from Cheers, he's the dude that sort of like runs the pig side of the pig company, basically.
Okay. And yeah, he's like, pig people never come to play.
Yeah, right. And so he's like, hey, you're delivering them late, and so we aren't going to pay you the full amount because you're late. And Hopper's like, oh, then I'm not giving you the cargo. Like, you either pay me my full amount or you're not going to get the cargo. And so one of Norm's is like, I'm just going to call him Norm. One of Norm's is like henchmen goes up to like punch Dennis Hopper, but his punch is not very good. And Hopper is able to like miss it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you don't fight in zero gravity, do you, boy? And then he punches him and it sends him flying across the cargo ship. And it is cool, except for you can 100% see the wires attached to him as he flies back. Great shit. And so, yeah, what happens next? He pinches the guy and he's like, I'm going to hold on to the cargo. And all the people are like, okay, sorry about that. You know, Norm's trying to act like still big and tough, but basically they're like, we don't want to fight in here. Also, one of the other henchmen like immediately wants to pull a gun out. He's like, if you fucking shoot in here, like it's going to depressurize. We're all going to die, you know? Yeah. So they're like, we'll be back. We'll be back. So Hopper goes into a diner. This diner is so fucking cool. It's designed to look like
that. Is this diner outside in space?
It's inside. Well, what do you mean?
Is it in space or is it not on like a planet?
It's not on a planet. You're right. Okay. This trucking like...
it's like a space station.
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly. And it looks like the 2001 space station. So okay. The diner is built like a giant circle because it's zero gravity. So, and they really did this. Like, it's so cool. I don't know how they fucking did this, but they have like actors and shit on tables and you see the set like built in this like circular format where you see like, I'm sure it's just actors who are like strapped onto the walls, you know, with like fake food on the table, but like they're really there sitting at tables on this like rounded set.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
So Hopper walks in, we meet Mike. He's a young trucker. He's played by a famous actor that I don't remember.
I'll look him up.
But he's pretty well known. He was in season 3 of True Detective.
Okay. I was like, does this sound too well known if they're in season 3 of something?
But. Yeah. Either way. Anyway, so he's cool. We also meet Cindy. She works at the diner. Apparently, Cindy and Hopper used to be a hot item. They used to go together. I wrote down diner's a cool set.
Steven Dorff.
Yeah, that's right. So I've just brought down lots of wires. It's got a cool Cowboy Bebop vibe, I said. Hopper tells Cindy that, because Cindy's like, I need to get back to Earth. My mom is dying. I need to get back there. And Hopper's like, you know, I can take you to Earth if you marry me. And Cindy's like, yeah, if you get me to Earth, then I'll marry you. So basically.
That's all it was?
That's all it was. It's stupid.
It's very stupid. Also, she's
Cindy?
Debbie Mazar is playing her, and she's in like she's in so many fucking movies, man.
Really?
She's in a lot, but like definitely like character actor.
I kind of recognized her, but like not like really recognized. She does a good job with this character. It does remind me a lot of like a Cowboy Bebop character, where like
she's a little
sort of like rough and tumble, very exaggerated. She has this really thick accent that maybe the actor has, or maybe it's affected. I don't know. And also like her like costumes are super like crazy and over the top. Mm-hmm. Her hair is like really over the top.
She was apparently in Katie Keene.
Was she? Oh man, R.I.P. to Katie. I'm sure our audience is fucking sick of hearing us talk about a show that lasted for one season.
and honestly, wasn't
good. But one of these days, it'll come back. Anyway, so we are. Dennis Hopper walks up to a bunch of other truckers. We get to learn that, like, he's friendly with a bunch of truckers. And they mention that one of their friends, I don't know if this comes into play, but one of their friends was ripped apart in space and only his dick remains. And there's going to be a wake for him. And the wake is, they couldn't even buy, like, a full, like, coffin for him. So they just put his dick into, like, a tennis ball, like one of those tennis ball packages, because they are like long. And
there's a mild joke about that, I think. Okay. I don't really understand it.
I think what it's really trying to accomplish is go, like, all these truckers have like a friendliness between them all. Like, yeah. You know, like they all get to know, they all know each other by name. They all mourn the loss of their
and
friends.
And a dangerous job.
And a very dangerous job. Exactly. So, Hopper's load is taken by Mike. He's hired by the pig guy to drive the pig shipment, and Hopper is super fucking pissed about it. He's like, bro, like, that's my job, that's my life, you know. And Mike's just, but this is like a first real gig, and he's like, I'm just trying to make a living, like, you know, I'm run out of all my money,
I'm new here. And Hopper's like, hey kid,
exactly,
you're kidding out of me. I got a wife.
I got a wife to pay for now.
Yeah, I got responsibilities.
So pig guy Norm shows up and he like beats up Hopper. He's like, you got to get off of this, you know, space station. You got to get out of here, out of this like way station. We don't want you here anymore. Mm-hmm. And Hopper and Mike actually stands up for him. He's like, hey man, he's well within his rights to eat here. You can't just like kick him out and get rid of him. And he's like, but Norm's like, stay out of this, son. I just gave you a job. Shut up. And at this point, Mike stands up for him and they all start just like fighting each other. They start punching each other. Norm says,
Mike's a pretty cool guy.
Mike's a cool guy. And Norm says, you'd never go against the company, he says. And then a big fight breaks out. They play the theme of the music in this movie is fucking crazy. Wild West music starts playing as this happens. Like,
they really just pick random ass music for this movie. It's great.
And then one of the henchmen from earlier that was like, he pulled the gun out. Norm's like, don't pull the gun out because it's going to, you know, you're going to fire into the hull and it's going to depressurize. Pulls the gun out, shoots into the hull and depressurizes immediately. Mm-hmm. And everyone starts freaking out. You know, they're all flying everywhere. And one of the windows breaks. And then some people start getting sucked out the window. And then Norm, who's like a bigger guy, gets like, he lands on the window and Hopper tries to get him out, but he can't because Hopper also needs to hold down the thing. So Hopper tries to save Norm's life, even though Norm was trying to kick him off the space station. But he can't reach him in time. Norm gets onto the wall. And then this crazy effect happens where it's clearly like upper half of the actor that plays Norm and the lower half is like animated legs. And he just gets pulled out of this tiny little window into the recesses of space.
No.
And now Norm is dead.
R.I.P. Norm.
But at least Hopper tried to help him.
Yeah. His pigs will find some other
his
route,
pigs
I
will
guess.
Mourn him.
Yeah.
So they run into the ladies' restroom because they're all being chased by the cops now, I guess. Uh-huh. And they get into the ladies' restroom and there's this one older lady and she's just like, what are you doing? Get out of here. What are you doing, you pervert? Get out of here.
Classic.
And everyone's like, yeah. And everyone's like, oh. And I think Cindy's like, is Hopper's opened the like stall with this woman that she's sitting there on the toilet. And Cindy's like, Hopper, close it. Like, give her some privacy. And Hopper goes and reaches out and puts his hand into her mouth. And then pulls the top of her skull open. And it's revealed that she's actually a robot. She's a fake person. And inside of her mouth is like a little keypad. And so he presses the keypad.
All right.
And this is why when I'm like, I fucking love this
movie. I knew
you would
be sold on this because I'm just
incredible.
Like, what is happening?
This is awesome. And so apparently this is a secret way to get inside the like hull of the space station because he knows the guy that runs the space station. His name is Mr. Zesty.
Mr.
is in there.
Mr. Zesty? Yeah. It's a great name. Also, I love it. That's just such a great way to have a weird like speakeasy backdoor style or just someone,
a person yelling at you. I love it. And so they end up going down and it actually ends up working because it takes them to like a secret elevator. They're in the elevator and then they hear like the cops above them open up the same exact like stall and they hear the old lady screaming and you hear the cops going like, oh sorry miss, sorry, and then they leave. So it's like that is still working up there, so that's cool. So they meet Mr. Zesty. And Hopper's like, I need a load to get out of here. Like I need something I need money. I need something to get us out of here, basically. And Mr. Zesty, who wears makeup and crazy glasses. And he's like, well, you know, you've helped me out and I suppose I should help you. So I need a shipment of these sex dolls sent to Earth. And Hopper's like, all right, fucking whatever. I'll do whatever. And Mr. Zesty's like, but here's the thing. The cargo should arrive on time, and then it should be undisturbed. That's very important, that it arrive on time and undisturbed. And I'm like, why does that matter with sex dolls?
Oh my gosh, maybe because it's not.
Because it's not sex dolls. So
they do have scrotums, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
So they could be also used as sex dolls.
They could probably. I mean, I don't know if the scrotum's really a sex... I mean, is it? It's a reproductive organ. I don't know if it's a sex organ.
What do you think sex is?
You could make it. I mean...
What are you talking about? That is... A reproductive organ is almost by definition a sex organ.
I mean... I guess...
You're just thinking about pleasure, you heathen.
But I wouldn't consider, like, I don't consider boobs a sex organ either, are
you
they?
You don't use boobs to have sex, you weirdo! All right. You don't need boobs for sex. Boobs, what are you talking about? Boobs aren't sex organs. The only sex organ, there's really...
But that's like saying, I don't know, that's like saying, I
can't
know.
Wait for you to fall down a weird other hole.
Like your ovaries are sex organs.
They are sex organs!
Fuck!
It's like saying your hands are sex organs. You fuck it all the time. Literally, the organs that are used for reproduction are referred to as sex organs.
Reproductive organs be different than sex organs because sex organs are for the sex acts. While the reproductive organs are for the actual work out here.
Ethan.
Not just for
if you are
purposes.
Trying to say that any organ that can be used for a sex act is a sex organ, your hand is a sex organ.
I don't know where I was going. Sorry, I've lost the plot.
Your mouth is a sex organ. Like,
how dare you,
some
Mike?
Some people's feet are sex organs.
Oh. Imagine talking about like knees and armpits. You got everything, you know?
Imagine a doctor going like, okay, so there's reproductive organs, but then we also need to find organs that people can use when they're getting it on. And then all the other doctors are like, what the fuck, you pervert?
But I think the thing is, I guess people get scrotums. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I was just like, it's not a main selling point usually, but you know.
The scrotum is not a main selling point for the sex organs?
I don't think usually. I don't think people are usually attracted
maybe
to scrotums.
Maybe not you.
I mean, I know, right? You're right. I mean, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but I'm just
saying.
You're
literally yucking people's yum.
I'm not yucking them. I'm just saying usually.
Okay.
Usually, people don't use armpits, but people use them. It's fine.
Okay.
You know?
But you're referring to the scrotum?
I don't think the scrotum is used as a sex organ. Like, it's an attractive piece of.
A penis?
Those are different things, Mike. Now who doesn't know anything about anatomy?
Wait. Are you talking about the balls?
That's what a scrotum is.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to figure
wait
out.
Wait a second.
Do
you not
meant.
Know what a scrotum? I'm trying to turn this argument
I knew
around
what a scrotum
to you.
Was. I was trying to figure out what you thought a scrotum was.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Uh huh. I know what a scrotum is. But tell me balls, what you know. What you think
the
a scrotum
balls
is.
Do. The balls do have the stuff for reproduction in it.
They do. You're right.
You're saying,
but they're not a fun. They're not an attractive thing. They're not a fun thing.
Not a fun thing.
No one's like, oh man. You never go to a sex store, right? You never go to a sex shop and be like,
where are the balls?
Where are the balls at? Yeah, you never see those. They're always dicks at? Or always like fake vaginas, all that stuff. They're never like balls. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, so you're just.
I finally that. So.
I now
not a good sex toy. That's all.
So a sex organ is being able to be reproduced as
a sex
toy.
Yes.
Got it.
That's it.
Okay.
I bet there's fake feet. I bet there's fake feet out there somewhere.
So wait, these robots just have balls?
Yeah.
I was imagining like a full set balls and dick.
No, just balls.
That's very weird.
And you're right. You should probably. You would think that'd be both, but no. It's just a scrotum.
Okay.
Just a sack.
Well, we made it. We made it a far distance.
We really learned a lot about each other, and
mostly
I
you.
Learned a lot. About just life in general and reproduction. And
I mean, I guess double check me now, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, like ovaries, like anything that can be used
for
reproduction.
I'm pretty sure you're right. My point was mostly the fact that I'm like,
you're
I don't
more
like if you're getting a sex robot
sex
and you just got a fucking scrotum, man,
be
you'd be pretty fucking pissed off.
That would be really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would really fucking
that's what I'm saying. It'd be
like, I'm pretty sure you left out the one thing I want.
Yeah. I would like the opposite, please. Yeah.
The opposite.
I mean, some people are probably into those more power to them, but you know.
Yeah, but not for you.
Not for me.
So, anyway, this is perfect timing. Mike asks Dennis Hopper
what's
if
a sex organ.
If he's into
you're just like a scrotum.
He's like a scrotum, a sex organ. And Hopper's like, kid, you got a lot to learn about space trucking.
Why don't you listen to this other half podcast about space truckers? It's really enlightening.
All right. He says, he asks him if he's interested in Cindy because Mike is interested in Cindy. And Hopper's like, he's like, I'm not going to answer that. A gentleman never answers questions like that. And he's like, you know, he's like, it doesn't say one way or the other. And he's like, if you don't say anything, I'm going to pursue her. And he's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. So then Cindy walks in. And then Dennis Hopper bumps into her, and all of her like sexy underwear that she had packed for this trip to visit her mom goes everywhere, mm-hmm. Bumping into Dennis Hopper.
You never know who you're gonna meet on Earth, you know? Earth's a wild place.
What?
She's going to Earth, right? You don't know who she's going to meet there. Maybe she's.
I guess you're right. You're she's not just there to meet her mom.
Yeah.
Just seemed like the only thing she had packed was sexy.
That's also
underwear.
Fair, yeah.
But we see that. But then we also see a photo of Carol, which is her mm-hmm. mom. And it's a photo, and I noticed this because I'm a big fan of Stuart Gordon's movies. It's Barbara Crampton from Reanimator and mm-hmm. From Beyond. It's this mm-hmm. actor that I really love. Her work is, like, amazing. She's getting back into filmmaking over the last, like, decade, and very happy for her. And mm-hmm. it's cool to see her there. And I'm like, oh, does she show up later in the movie? I don't know.
I don't know. Have to wait and find out.
Because she's – Carol she's young. Like, she's about the yeah. same age, so – maybe they just don't age on Earth or something. I don't know. Maybe she's an old
maybe
people
some
makeup.
Weird shenanigans. I don't know.
I don't know. So
they ripped open someone's head to put a keypad in. So,
that's
I mean,
true.
I don't
we don't know what's going
Who
on.
Knows what's going on?
So, so they see the cargo getting loaded, and they're like, "I've never seen cargo cars like that before." Like they get very sort of suspicious about it, about the cargo that they're actually taking. Dennis Hopper stopped from leaving by some cops wanting to ask about Keller. That's the name of the pig man, Norm.
Okay.
But he evades the cops. One ends up dying. And the other cops are told not to pursue him, which is suspicious. Like, why are they told not to pursue him? Yeah. Seems like they just took down one of their men. But maybe it's because they're also aware that they are holding cargo that shouldn't be mm-hmm. disturbed. I don't know. And then Mike's like, that was really good driving. Dennis Hopper. And Dennis Hopper says, put the pedal to the metal and play footsie with fate. And I'm like, oh man, that's a great line. That's my next tattoo.
I think you enjoy his little weird little lines more. I kind of find him a little annoying.
Some of them aren't great. I will say this.
I guess it's probably hit or miss.
If this movie came out when I was in high school, this would be the movie I show everyone. Like this would be the movie that I'm like, you guys don't even know
about
Space Truckers.
Yeah, I mean, you could have found out about this movie and this could have made this whole personality. It's a good thing it was cut
away. Kind of glad I didn't. Yeah. So they eat toothpaste tubes filled with cappuccino and eggs, like, because that's their like space food.
Okay.
And then they drive through a bunch of black rock, which must be avoided in space because it looks like black ore and matches the look of space, so you can easily crash into it.
That's
one of them ends up smashing into the ship and doing damage.
Just like the board game.
Yes, yeah. And it damages the AC and the air and stuff in the thing.
Seems pretty important.
So Dennis Hopper has to go out and fix it. So he goes out to try to fix the...
It's crazy that in the future, I know this is like obviously in sci-fi and stuff, they probably have spaceships down pat, but like in real life, it's like, oh, you got hit by a space thing, a space debris. You're not coming home for a year. We're going to fix this and make sure it's completely 100% ready to go. But in there, they're just like, I don't know, I'll go out there and fix it. And
It's the same thing as when your car breaks down in the middle, you know, of like a long trip. It's like, well, I got nothing. I either wait for someone to drive by, which in space is worse because it's like you're in the vacuum of space.
The vacuum of space.
Or you have to go out and fix it yourself.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's what he has to do. He goes out to fix it himself. And inside of the ship, Cindy and Mike start talking a bit about Cindy, how she was born on Earth. Mike mm-hmm. has never been to Earth. He's only like dreamed of it. Mm-hmm. And it starts getting really hot on the ship. So they start like stripping down and sexy music starts playing.
Oh, this is hot.
And this is another scene that was really cool where it's like Mike has to, because they're in zero gravity. Uh-huh. So Mike takes his like jumpsuit off and the actor, I think he's attached to wires, but it's not as obvious. And he like rolls back and you see him kicking his shoes off and he kicks his shoe and then. I think an off camera hand or whatever brings the same exact shoe back on and it's floating next to him and it's like just out of frame but it's there and it's like that's like
Mike, you love the floating stuff in the back.
It's great because you had to have like a guy ready and make sure he's not in the shot. Yeah. It's because this is just like a guy taking his clothes off and Stuart Gordon's like, no, we need shit flying in the background.
Yeah, make it feel real.
It's good and it makes it feel real. So they start getting like undressed and they can't keep their eyes off each other and then they start making out in zero gravity.
Gosh, but she's betrothed to another.
Well, that's the thing. She admits that she's engaged to Dennis Hopper because he's taken her to Earth and Mike's like very upset about it. Not at her, but at
situation.
At Hopper for not fucking telling him. So Hopper's out there trying to fix the ship and then suddenly the containers with all the cargo detect Hopper as a threat because he's getting really close to the cargo and so they start shooting at him. And he's like, what? Why? All three are now very suspicious of this cargo. Like, why would a cargo full of sex dolls have this sort of, like, stuff? Like, they've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, I guess we're just going to die out here in space, because he says, I don't have a refrigerator. I don't have any kind of refrigeration unit. Like, there's nothing I can do. You know, it's all, you know, we're probably going to die out here. And they're like, well, it fucking sucks. He's like, well, don't worry. I got one thing that might be able to help us. And he opens up a hatch, and out of the hatch comes cold beer. And they all just start drinking some cold beer on the ship.
I figured that was going to happen. I figured that or whiskey was going to pop out.
Yep. And so they start drinking some beer, and then all of a sudden a large ship approaches, and I'm like, pirates? And then on the side of the ship is a giant alien looking skull. And I'm like, yep, that's pirates. And so they take him aboard, and Hopper says he only has one gun and a mic jam. And so Hopper's like, Mike is like, well, let's fucking take him on. Like, let's, you know, because they're like, they're going to like hurt, you know, Carol. Is that her name?
Cindy. Carol's her mom.
Fuck. They're going to hurt Cindy. You know, they're going to kill us. Like, we have to protect ourselves. You know, even though we don't have a lot of like weaponry and we don't have a lot of ammo, like, we should fucking go in guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
And Hopper's like, no, we got to just appeal to their common decency because we don't have any other option.
As pirates.
And that is again, another thing where it's like, it's kind of cool to see the superhero ideal of like, let's go in like, you know, like Flash Gordon. And then it's like sort of like when you're playing like D&D with someone and everyone's like, let's fucking go in and just start killing them. And everyone's like, well, we don't really have the ability to do that, so maybe we should just try to like appeal that to their common good.
Yeah,
we don't really
have
any other options.
Our way out of,
yeah, exactly.
As opposed to it, yeah.
So the pirates come aboard, and the second in command, I'm gonna say, probably comes on, and he says,
"You're all prisoners of the Regalia. If anyone's curious, if you try to escape, you will be killed. If you resist, you will be killed. If you fail to obey orders, you will be killed. Ah, what the hell? We'll probably kill you anyway."
And it felt so much like Army of Darkness style, like writing.
Yeah, no,
you know?
This whole section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
very goofy.
So they all get onto the ship. They're all brought onto the pirate ship, and the pirates try to figure out what they're carrying, and they chain our heroes up. And they're like, it's a bunch of sex dolls. And they're like, there's no way it's a bunch of sex dolls. Like, they don't even really believe it either. And then suddenly the captain is revealed, and it's Nabel, Charles Dance. He's got a peg leg and a deformed face. And Hopper keeps repeating, he's like, I don't work for the company. I just want you to know that. I do not work for the company. We're freelance cargo men, you know, space truckers. We don't work for anybody.
We didn't do anything wrong, yeah.
And that's the end of my half.
That's the end of your half?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he says... That's the thing, is he says, looks like you got something illegal in there. Are you two company butt boys?
Mm.
And I was like, what is a butt boy? Is that the first time you ever hear that? Because it makes it sound like, I missed the part where he said he was freelance, so they must not be believing
that
he's freelance and you guys are just company men.
I don't know. I don't know
so
what that means.
That must make sense. So
yeah.
He's like, anyway, you're going to have to take my dick before you take this or something like that. And then they say, like, is this your dick? And he's like, that one's mine. And I'm like, what is going on? Is he grabbing the dicks? And I think that's a reference to maybe they found the dick in the
box.
The dick in the box, maybe?
What I think is going on here is I watched a little bit past my half of the movie. I think because he's grabbing at like little like pieces of machinery, right?
I think so.
So I think what's going on here is because he was like de-assimilated or whatever by the robot at the beginning, he doesn't have a dick. So he's got all these like little pieces of machinery on a table, and one of them is his dick.
Oh, no. I think what they're doing is half his hand is missing. He doesn't have a hand. It's a robot hand. So
I think
he's grabbing something, and he actually grabs Mike's dick by accident.
Oh, got it. Okay.
That's okay. Okay, so Captain, they're like, oh, you're a genius. He's like, I'm going to run a theorem in my head. By the way, I'm really smart and like half a robot. and see if you guys are actually lying or not. I used to be the top head of company research, and E.J. Sags betrayed me.
Mm-hmm. Sags, that's
died,
it, Sags.
And I had to recreate my whole body.
Okay, Dr. Manhattan.
Well, like Dr. Manhattan, he loves pleasing women in the wrong way. So he comes over to Cindy and is like, oh, you're a very attractive woman. Because you're tied, you know, if you were not tied to a support beam of my ship, then I'd never have an opportunity to have sex with you.
Oh God.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't like this treatment of Cindy.
Yeah. Well,
poor Cindy.
They say, leave her alone, you electric man. And then,
electric man
with
electric
says,
plans.
Mike says that. And Dennis Hopper says,
he didn't mean that. He respects the brave way you confront your disability.
Because he keeps trying to be appealing to his inner
nature. Oh, I see. So Hopper's trying to help him
out.
Yeah,
but then, you know, the captain's like, just fucking kill him. And he's like, okay. And then Lay says, hold on. Cindy says, I gotta see my mom.
Oh,
how
yes.
about this? You keep whatever's on the ship. We get the rig back, and I'll have sex with you. And he's like, oh.
Damn, she's just, like, setting up all these, like, different ways of, you know, getting what she wants.
I know. Yeah. And they're like, all right. He's like, but you have to release him. He's like, okay, fine. Go back. We could do it right here if you want. And he's like, no, let's go to my quarters. It'll be more fun there. So it seems to work.
Yeah.
He locks her in one
see,
of his hands.
See, this feels
it's
very
like
Flash Gordon-y, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean weird using women as like a bargaining chip?
Yeah, as objects. Just, exactly.
Yes. And then Mike's like, oh, we got to stop. And he's like, she's my fiance, kid. Don't get indignant. And then it cuts to the bedroom, which is has like a TIE fighter shaped hole for the outside, like looking out into space and like you get the bedroom there and everything. And he's like, what would make you more comfortable, ma'am? Would you like a sedative? Like, I have alcohol, cocaine. And I'm like, what the
cocaine
fuck?
Cocaine is not a sedative.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? She's like, no, I'm good. And he says, well, that's fine. I understand. Anyway, I think you won't need it anyway because I'm going to please you. And he starts removing his clothes as sexy as he can for a cyborg man. And you see his whole entire half of his body is just robot.
Whoa.
It's like a weird, gross effect. And he says, I rebuilt everything, every organ.
Even the sex organs.
Even the scrot. The sexiest organ.
I spent extra time on the scrot.
Well, here's the thing. We're making all these jokes, but he comes up and he says, I rebuilt everything, including every organ. He walks up to her naked, and you see him pull a little ripcord that goes, vroom, vroom, vroom. And he says,
I emit a low amp, electrical wang pulse. Designed to drive women wild with pleasure.
Ugh. Stop! You're gonna make me puke.
And she does not look happy about this. And then it dies. He says, hold on a second. Pulls it a couple more times. Give me a few moments to get it working.
Oh, no.
Not the erectile dysfunction joke.
Oh, it always happens.
So everyone's like back to our two prisoners, and they're sitting there, and they're watching these people try to mess with the cargo, and he's like, "You, I wouldn't mess with it. It's made out of something new." And they try to drill into it with like a diamond bit drill, and it just snaps the drill. And he's like, "Well, that's crazy." And then the little laser thing appears. It just starts fucking killing people.
Holy
and
shit.
They have this whole huge shootout where it kills like a bunch of dudes.
Uh-huh.
And eventually, someone has to shoot a bazooka at the laser turret to like stop it. And so one of the guys is dead, and the guy's like, Sam, are you okay? And he's like, it smells like someone's cooking hamburgers. And they're like, I think it's you, Sam. Oh, no. And then he dies.
I love it.
And anyway, Mike's like, that was crazy. But what are they doing to her up there? And then Dennis Hopper says, it's not the first time she's done it, kid. And she's doing it for the team. And I'm like, I thought I was like, oh, she's been part of the team for a while. But you're like, they just met her?
Hopper goes back, like, goes way back with her.
Oh, okay, that makes
Mike
sense.
Mike and Cindy are new, but Hopper and Cindy go back for, okay. like, years. And apparently they used to be an item.
Interesting, okay. So they're like, so,
at least
you know,
hook it up.
The captain's about to go down. He's got his little vibrator going and everything. He starts going down on her, and then she's, like, immediately starts pulling out his tubes. And then she steals his clothes and walks out and pretends to be the captain and, like, comes down and is like,
that works?
Silently tells people, like, cut them loose. They're like, okay. And they're like, whatever, Captain. You're
so cool.
You're really quick. But then, almost really immediately, almost immediately, the real captain comes down. He's like, you idiots. That's clearly not me. And then she's back.
It's a lady.
Yeah. By the way, she's been in her underwear this whole time I've seen her, basically.
She stripped on the ship.
Yeah, I didn't realize
hot.
That's exactly where they got captured. And I guess Mike's in the same way too.
Mike's also, but yes, but you know, his sex organs aren't out for everyone to
no,
see.
No, not everyone out. No, it's true. damn it.
I'm going to Google what sex organs are.
No, Mike, I looked it up. They're both the sex organs and reproductive organs are the same thing.
Oh, okay. That's what yes. I thought. Yeah.
That was what I thought too. That was not the point of my argument. I just worded it poorly.
It's okay.
So now she's like, you betrayed me, woman. Now all my crew will...
You betrayed me?
Yeah, babe. I mean, he did. She pulled out his fucking tubes and stuff.
Yeah, it's not like she wanted to be there.
She agreed to have sex with him.
Yeah, totally. Very. I'm sure she felt very good.
No,
about,
I mean,
yeah,
obviously she didn't.
Yeah.
But this man's simple. He's taking her at her word.
Look, she said yes when I put her under a lot of stress.
When I said I was going to fucking kill people,
yeah,
otherwise.
Exactly. She didn't say no because of the implication.
Listen, I'm not saying the captain's right. I could just see where he got there.
You betrayed me. I thought you loved me.
I thought you were going to let me nut, dude. Yeah. Anyway, so now
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of the worst.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm making fun of the fact that the captain says that she betrayed him.
Yeah, it's very funny.
And it's like, that's not betrayal.
And he's also like, now he says, now you can, you'll be shared with 312 members of my crew in a random order.
Jesus.
The random order was kind of a funny line though, despite being a really horrific line, because it's just like
random order.
Random order is like, I am going to use my algorithms to figure out the most random way so no one gets favoritism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, okay.
Anyway. So he's about to kill the two guys, but then, Dennis Hopper says, like, did it occur to you to check the load with that kind of protection? Should you be checking it first? Cause they just killed a bunch of your guys. And he looks and he's like, all right, fine. So they get like a bigger drill and they drill a hole into the thing. And you see a weird little like creature with lights go into a sack on the ball sacks.
On the ball sacks.
On the ball sacks. And they go into it, and I didn't really understand what we're looking at, but it was like a weird cargo container full of, like, they look very alien to me because they have little ball sacks.
They do look like aliens.
But they don't, but they're not really like folded out yet. They're kind of like
the ball sacks aren't folded out
yet? No, the robots, because they're the robots from the beginning of the movie, right? Like, I don't know what they were. You probably did, but the captain says, oh, these are my baby state of the art vaporizers. And then Sags, EJ Sags stole them right with his shriveled scrotum, and then he grabs one of the robot scrotums.
I like, this is kind of funny. I thought that this captain was looking for these robots, but he just happened to come across the robots that vaporized him and that he built.
I guess you're right.
That's such
a
crazy, like,
it's so weird. Yeah, I didn't even think about that because he doesn't know what's in the cargo. He's
just,
like,
I thought he was like looking for them and was like, I recognize those cargo ships. We need to be on the lookout for any cargo ships that look like that. It just, luckily, like, the thing he's been looking for just fell right into his lap in the vacuum of space.
He seemed like it was the first time.
Whatever, who cares?
Well, it was also weird because he had the little destabilizer thing around him, even when he was trying to have sex. Mm-hmm. And she's like, get that away. And he's like, no, it's a good luck charm. But he has it. And they're like, this is great. All my babies are here. And then some guy goes, oh, there's one missing. And he goes, oh, shit. And he grabs the little thing, but it's already behind him. And vaporizes and starts killing everyone. And some dude tries to escape.
How cool are
vaporized.
Those vaporizing effects?
They're okay.
Oh, you don't like them?
No, I said they're okay.
They turn into like cool,
like glowy things.
Like glowy, like colorful.
Yeah, and then they vaporize, or some people like are like left in like half or something like that.
Yeah, it's like the Last of Us, but like with like Lisa Frank.
That sure is an image, but you're not wrong. So it vaporizes almost everyone, but the whole crew, it comes to basically almost the whole crew. I put what's going on here because it's really chaotic. Like, they're just killing everyone. They're almost going to kill our main characters, but then other crew comes and tries to stop them, and so the robots get distracted. It's just one robot, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, like, fucking slicing claws, and he's slicing dudes. He's using his lasers.
Ultimate killer.
He's got three eyes at the top, kind of like a security camera.
Yes.
And then kind of just looks like, imagine Robot Ninja, I guess, but like more bulky.
Yeah.
Is how I would describe it.
I mean, it is clearly a guy in a suit.
Clearly a guy in a suit.
Like, imagine
but
those.
It's a cool looking suit.
Imagine those weird, like, Tesla robots.
Like
that body, like.
Yeah.
You know,
body,
like
body act. Yeah.
Like, clearly a guy in a suit.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Our heroes open up the airlock and actually kill a bunch of people, just drive off into space, taking their ship.
Well,
and they leave right when everything blows up. The entire ship blows up. And I'm like, these are some gritty explosions.
Gritty. Oh, gritty. Yeah.
Gritty explosions. Very gritty.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving and they get an alert that the exterior oxygen is gone. And they hear us and they're like, that's fine. It'll be okay. And then they hear some sounds in the back. They're like, bitch and Betty take over. And that's, I guess, the autopilot of the ship.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, Cindy, you drive. Me and Mike are going to go check this out.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back and they look and they look to see if anything's gone wrong. Because I guess, one, the freight got lost. Like, if it got lost, it's fine. We'll live. But there's weird noises back there. And they find the captain is there somehow.
How'd he get back there?
I don't fucking know. Like, the captain is... He just moves around. You know, he kind of is just,
I don't know how
whatever.
He survived the first time. So,
yeah, exactly. Well, this time his bottom half is completely gone, and he's got guts laying out everywhere. And he's like,
this must not have been a very fun movie for poor Charles Dance. And he's just like in really uncomfortable makeup the entire time.
And he's like, light me up. And I'm like, this is a place with no oxygen, but because they all put on spacesuits.
Yeah.
And he's
like,
light me up. And they light up a lighter. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Why am I thinking too much of this?
This is Space Truckers.
This is Space Truckers. This isn't, right. This isn't, I mean,
this isn't, what is it?
The Alkalite?
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, look at the explosions happened. I'm like, that's Star Wars has established this. But there's something about different between explosions and seeing
someone lighting up a lighter.
Lighting up a lighter, yeah. But whatever.
Yeah. I was going to compare it to Interstellar, which is like the most realistic interpretation of space.
Oh, really?
It's like,
I never saw that movie, so.
Yeah, you're not missing out.
You're gonna
there's
get
no
it
space
all.
Truckers.
No space truckers? Matthew Gahane gets a message and starts crying, and it's just a bunch of sex robots. His delivery's been
crying.
Confirmed.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, zero oxygen. He says like, you can't stop him. There's got to be a way to shut him off. And he's like, if I had an anus, I'd probably soil myself. And I'm like, what's going on?
I love this.
And
shit.
Then he keeps saying, they activate in waves. 1, 2, 4, 8. This
who
thing,
do we
this
appreciate?
Thing on my neck locks him up. I'm like, well, that's the way to stop him. They're like, it's unstoppable. But anyway, here's this little thing that stops him with a button. Okay.
I love it.
So he gives it to him. And then two immediately appear to kill them. Mm. And
press the button.
Oh, that guy died, by the way. The captain died.
Oh,
and they're like,
man, Charles
and
Dance.
He says, no, well, you died pretty good, actually, for being a piece of shit. Not too bad. You got to smoke and, you know, die. That's cool.
Yeah. In space.
Yeah. Two of the aliens appear, try to kill him. They press the button and it stops. Turns them off.
They're robots.
Yeah. Whatever. Two robots.
They look like aliens.
They look like aliens. And then it's another shipment of them. They find, because I didn't know how they got there. I thought they all died in the ship, but it's like, no, they still have shipments of them on board. They haven't unloaded them all.
Yes.
So then the more of them, we see some of them, they go into the actual shipment, they look around, you see them activating, and they're like unfolding and stuff. And they do have ball sacks, for sure. I had to double check, because I thought it was
just
a
weird
sack.
You looked close.
Well, it's where, it's where your balls would be.
Yes.
They still have
between
them
your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As a sex worker should be. and then they have...
Do you know why the balls are outside of the... Because, like, ovaries are not... Ovaries are inside.
Yeah, for it to maintain the temperature.
Yes, keep because it's
alive.
Too hot inside. Mm-hmm. It would kill off all the
That's why you got the shrinkage. That's what it's called.
To warm it up.
They retract like landing gear to keep them warm.
Like landing gear.
And then when it's hot, they drop down lower.
That's right. That's right.
I did not expect space truckers to have...
There's
a lot of nut talk, but also truck nuts exist. So
that's right, baby.
I think it works.
Truck
I think
nuts.
It works. Why wouldn't I expect this coming?
Coming.
Oh, God. I can't keep doing this, Michael.
You don't have the balls for it. You got to nut up or shut up, buddy.
That's a little too premature, Mike.
You're testing me.
I think we need to open up this podcast. That's too much.
Yeah. All right. Continue.
Oh, yeah. Really? You want any more?
I got no more.
You don't got another shot in the chamber?
Just have to give me a couple hours.
Busted my balls here.
I know. Blew my load too early.
Come on.
And it all comes back to the beginning. There we go.
You have to wait. Okay, so they have to wait a bit. One of them, they're like, they can't turn them off already. They have to wait until they're fully grown. And then the two pop out and they turn them off again. But they're like, there's only two. Where's the other two? And like, oh shit, Cindy, speed, fucking suit up. Because they're coming to get you.
So
they run up there and they bust in and they break it open, the cockpit, and the little doohickey flies out. So they're fucked. They don't have that anymore. To do a whole fight thing, Cindy gets wrapped in a bunch of tentacles because apparently they have tentacles. I guess they use liquid nitrogen to stop it and freeze them. They put a microwave on one of them and turn it on and kick them out into space. They're like, "Shit, next time it's gonna be 8." And they're like, "Fuck, we gotta figure out a way to do this." So our man,
Dennis Hopper,
is there and he's like, "I'm gonna sacrifice myself. Basically, I'm gonna.
He's a hero.
We're gonna try to. I'm gonna fly on the ship. You guys are gonna take the escape pods. I'm just gonna." We're at Earth suddenly.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna drop them from here and hopefully it'll burn up
in the atmosphere.
Burn up in the atmosphere is what we're trying to hope for.
Okay.
We'll put them up, but I'll survive because this thing will survive it. And Cindy's like, I don't think it will.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry, it will. So
doesn't Dennis Hopper look really tired?
He does look tired.
He looks really tired.
He looks exhausted in this movie. I don't know what he's doing, but he looks so tired. But I think it fits. It fits.
It works. It works. Yeah.
He's
world weary.
Yeah. So he's outside. He's putting some C4 to also blow him up as well, to blow open like the outside.
Just in case.
Well, to like let it so that the heat gets in. And
right.
Everything.
Right.
So he's putting some C4 and stuff. It's not enough time to start arriving, but then he blows him up with C4.
Mm.
And so we still have to wait for the next batch to happen. Some are still existing, though. They blew up some and all of them.
Uh-huh.
And they all get distracted, but Cindy and Mike come back in their escape pod and vape them all away with the thrusters.
Okay.
And they all get vaporized. I'm like, these things don't seem that impossible to take out anymore.
It's just getting thrusters.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like you see Terminator and you're like, oh shit, this thing's like impossible. But now it's like, oh, we have like 16 of these and they have to defend themselves each one. And I'm
like, that sort of makes the threat feel
somewhat
a little bit
killable. I don't know.
Just don't shoot them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he opens the pod, sends all the cargo into space. He starts entering Earth's atmosphere and lets all the cargo get burnt up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so. John and Cindy are on the ground. They're looking up and they see this comet come down. It's getting their atmosphere. And like, that must be him. He's gonna make it. And then it explodes. And they're like, oh no. And then literally 5 seconds later, you see him in a parachute going, I'm fine.
Of course.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
And then he gets electrocuted.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah.
But he's fine.
Mm.
And then we cut to Earth. Different parts of Earth doesn't look like a... I thought it was like maybe a post-apocalyptic Earth.
But it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, it's a fine Earth. And they said, special news report, space truckers and a waitress discovered some special warrior robots sent to destroy the Earth. And they were stopped, and now they're heroes.
Right.
Like, yay. So now they're going to go visit Carol, Cindy's mom, and...
Is she going to be old? Is she going to be young? What's going to happen?
She comes in there, and she looks the exact same age as she did in that picture.
Wow.
She says, like, oh, yeah, for my disease, they're like, you could either... When I got sick, they're like, you could either die or you could get frozen and we can cure you while you're frozen. And hopefully, or we'll defrost you whenever like modern medicine comes around.
Oh, I see.
So we can fix your disease. So I chose to get frozen. I'm like, yeah, it seems like a pretty
obvious
choice.
That one, yeah.
I don't know. Tough choice there. So it's like, you know, I'm alive now. And Dennis Hopper's like, wow, you look amazing. So he's like, I don't look freezer burned, do I? And I'm like, is she... Like, it seems like he's going to have the hots for her now. And I'm like, this is a weird family.
Maybe.
But I don't know. I'm not gonna judge it,
I mean, at least it feels a bit more, like, age-appropriate.
I mean, is it age-appropriate if she really hasn't aged because she's been frozen?
I don't know. I guess that's a good point. She is a mom to Cindy.
It's weird
because
you'd have the same...
Cindy.
You'd have the, like, cultural touchstones, right? In the same way.
Of
it's like,
the
remember,
old back in the
yeah,
day, yeah.
Reading this, blah, blah, blah. You know, remember this on the TV.
Right.
But, like...
Age-wise. Like, physical age.
Still younger and, like... Less mature. I don't know. It's weird.
That's a fair point.
It's a good thing we probably will never have to answer in our lifetime.
Yeah, that's true.
So, the president of the world's here to visit now.
Oh.
They're like, oh, shit.
What does he look like?
Well, it's President
and
Sags.
And I know it's he.
It's
what?
Sags.
Oh,
he's the president
no.
now. Because I'm here to express my gratitude.
Oh, no.
And,
A corrupt billionaire
president?
Like, guy who ran a company?
Well, they privatized the government.
Oh no,
yeah, it's tough.
This
tough
is why it's hard to watch movies like this.
Well,
oh no,
it's funny because I didn't know who this guy was.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, the president made those robots and betrayed him. That's weird. That seems bad, I guess, but I don't really know. And then Dennis Hopper's like, isn't the president named Dobbs? He's like, oh, well. You know, well, that was a couple weeks ago. We got rid of him, and the government's been privatized. And he's like. They're like, we know you sent those things to Earth, Cindy says. And he says, I assure you, I wasn't aware of that. But if they did do it, someone must have thought of it because they thought it would have been a good insurance policy in case maybe these negotiations didn't work out.
Yeah.
Just in case.
This is hitting way too close to home.
Don't worry about it. I got you, you know, for all your trouble, you know, for being a hero, for stopping that. I got a brand new rig for you. And I paid for your mom's hospital bill. And so in the future, hospitals still exist.
Yeah.
And then also some other trouble for your a little compensation for your trouble. And he gives a big stack of money.
Right,
big,
right.
Huge
buys
stack
their silence.
And they're all like, no, we don't want your money. But then Dennis Hopper's like, no, we'll take their money. It's fine. So take the money. And then he's like, thank you. Thank you for our operations. He's like, you'll have our silence. And then they leave. And like, oh. Mike's like, why'd you take the money? We don't want to be company butt boys. And he's like, listen. You didn't take the money, they'll just kill you. So you have to take the money.
Yeah.
And he's like, money doesn't fix anything. We didn't do what we did for money. And he's like, it doesn't matter. You need this kind of money. You're going to get married. By the way, he told them.
They can get married. He's not going to marry her.
He said, I'm not going to marry her. You can get married. It's fine. Yeah. And they're like, okay, cool.
Now I got this hot mom.
I'm less interested now. Yeah. My generosity paid off. Anyway, Mike is like, fuck that. He throws the money and the briefcase out the window.
Mike!
And this is the part where I was like, oh, this is more of the movie I want to see. Because the money goes out the window and lands on top of the president's car, and someone has a detonator and they explode it because it sounds like they were going to kill these people
with
instead.
The money?
With the money. And the
to
money,
buy their silence.
The buy their silence is going to kill them. But instead, they threw it on the president's car and blew up the president.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10
it
film.
Pretty good.
Perfect film. That's all right. That is just genuinely good. I never would have seen that coming. That's awesome.
I didn't expect that either. In fact, it threw me by surprise. I was like, who had a detonator? I'm like, oh, wait, I thought they detonated on the president. I'm like, no, someone else was trying to kill him.
Yeah, that's some good shit.
Anyway, so the crew's like, let's scram and let's get that new rig and get out of here. So they all leave. And Carol's like, am I going to get sick? I've never flown on one of these before. And he's like, darling, you won't get sick. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. And then they launch off this rocket. I'm like, this rocket, the way they launch rockets in this world is like the same way they launch rockets now, with like a huge platform. And it's ridiculous. It's not like they optimize like flight. It's
space travel
still shits out billions and billions of smog everywhere. And I'm like, if they're doing this regularly, our planet air quality must be fucked.
Yeah.
Or they have a lot of CO2 collectors or something. I don't know. But like, it's wild. And that's the end of the movie.
I love this movie.
Yeah. It's fun.
It a lot. This movie fucking rocks.
I wish I got your half a little bit more, because there's a lot of just fighting. I basically tuned out when they're fighting all the stuff. And I'm just like, okay.
I like Stuart Gordon. I've never liked his direction as far as like fight sequences go. He's not, that's not his thing. He's,
no.
Yeah.
He makes a fun world.
He
and
loves
then
a
yeah,
good world. Some
and...
like cute, like weird, you know, like hijinks, you know, a lot of like silly stuff, like in Reanimators, a lot of good stuff of like dead people running around and people without like bodies and heads and stuff. So yeah, that
this
stuff
is like
rocks.
A good cult classic for sure. I think this definitely falls in that line where it's like, not a perfect movie. There's a lot of flaws in it.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of heart, and it seems to
very
really
charming.
Be trying to do something, and they're really going for it.
They
they're
really,
really going for
are.
It with what they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be swinging for these fences, but they're damn there. They trying.
I love it. I'd highly recommend it. Apparently, it's free to watch on Plex.
Plex, yeah. There's
so,
a free on there with ads. So
check it out.
Check it out. It's fun. And yeah, we described some special effects, but you really can't. You really need to see them.
Top three special effects for me. One, obviously the floating. Two, the genetically modified pigs. And three, all the miniature effects when they're flying through the miniatures.
All the miniature effects for me really good. I like them actually walking outside in space. I thought looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll say I like the spacesuit guys. Like, they're just guys in suits, but they're pretty good effects. Oh, no. It was the animation of them waking up was very cool and creepy, because it was like very slow and they're just kind of like waking up and like checking their arms and stuff. It was very creepy.
Shit's rocks. Man, I mean... I don't know if I want to say, but it's like, compare this fucking shit to like Red One, man. Like Red One, massive fucking budget, looks like garbage. This movie, it looks like, it looks bad. Tiny little.
This movie looks bad too, dude.
But they look bad in different ways.
They
this
do
is
look
super
bad in
charming. Like every fucking dollar you see on screen, it's just like, oh, I love it.
Well, it's
it.
One of those things where they work within the constraints, right?
Yeah.
You know, like,
they
look
have
at
limitations.
Movie, look at, well, the thing is like, look at a movie like Hundreds of Beavers, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a good comparison.
A movie
too.
That has a shoestring budget and just uses special effects as best they can in the dumbest ways, but they all work.
Yes.
They just, there's so many of them and it doesn't matter and they just move on. So it's like, that doesn't look good. It's funny though. Who cares?
It works.
Yeah.
It works. Yeah. I don't know. Loved it. Highly recommend it. Incredible film.
Wow. I did not expect you to like this much. I thought you'd like it, but I didn't know. I was like,
when you pitched this movie, I was like, this movie's gonna fucking suck. I was like,
oh wow, really?
I was like, oh yeah, this is one of those times when we
but
just...
then you saw the director and you're like,
no, honestly. it was when I started watching, I'm like, this feels like one of those Stuart Gordon movies. And then like after like three or four scenes, I was like, is this Stuart Gordon? Looked it up. And it was. So like, it wasn't even the director that like, it was literally the filmmaking was what was like actually like changing my mind on this. It's a nice little hidden gem. Highly recommend checking it
out. Definitely watch it. I think it's fun. I think it as a genre that doesn't really come up much.
Short.
Yeah, it's also very short. Very short. Like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. So yeah, check it out. Highly recommend it. Guys, have you ever been to space? Email us at emailthealtherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We are on Blue Sky. And we're also on Discord. Check us out on Discord. And if you want to listen to any of our previous episodes, you can find them on any podcasting app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show no matter what it says, even if you are a space trucker. Dude, if you're
please
a trucker,
please
and
write
you,
in.
If you listen to our podcast while trucking, 10-4, good buddy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Rubber duck. Got a big old convoy.
What?
I don't know. Good night, everybody. 'Hey, I'm Mike.
Oh, I gotta burp. I'm gonna burp so fucking loud, bro. Oh my god. Never mind.
It's gone back inside.
Went back inside.
Well, that's the vibe of space truckers,
that
baby.
Is, that is the space trucker vibe. 100% space trucker vibe right there.
Okay, try again.
Okay.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Weight loss. It needs to be fast and sustainable. Noom GLP-1 starts at just $149 and ships to your door in 7 days. Take it from Marcos, who's loving his journey with Noom GLP-1.
I'm getting to where I want to be. I'm in such a good place right now, and I'm very confident that I'm going to be able to continue this weight loss, this journey, and really make a true lifestyle change.
Don't believe it? Take it from Cam, who's gaining more confidence with Noom GLP-1.
I really am starting to feel better. Like, I feel a lot lighter. I feel a lot happier. I feel a lot more confident. I just feel a lot more like myself. I don't feel so bogged down every day.
$149 GLP-1s? Now that's Noom smart. Noom, the smart way to lose weight. Get started with Noom GLP-1 at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. Individual results may vary. Not all customers will medically qualify for prescription medications. Compounded medications are not reviewed by the FDA for safety, efficacy, or quality.